The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So today is the culmination of our exploration together this week. We've been exploring feeling tone in Pali, Vedana, V-E-D-A-N-A, which is simply noticing that every object that arises in the six sense doors, the five sense doors, and the door of the mind in Buddhism, that with each object that we notice, that that consciousness comes in contact with, there's also a feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And it's how the mind perceives the object. These qualities, these tones are not inherent in the object. They're not inherent in the object themselves as a quality of the object, but it's the quality that the mind associates with the object. So we've been noticing that, exploring that. And exploring how the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral leads to thirst, grasping, wanting, not wanting, aversion, etc., etc., as we explored yesterday in the wheel of dependent origination. So today, the invitation is to explore that these tones, they arise and they pass. We've explored the impermanence a couple of days ago, that they're impermanence and change, impermanent and changing. And today we'll explore that they just arise. The mind gets, they get labeled. It's not, they're not so personal. We'll explore the impersonality, or also which is also thought of the aspect of not self. They're not so personal. We don't have control over them. We don't control to perceive something as pleasant or unpleasant. They just arise the same way that winds, different kinds of winds, hot winds, cool winds, etc., they just arise. Or as clouds in the sky, weather arises. We don't follow every wind. We don't take it personally. They just arise. And by realizing, by actually seeing that in our meditation, hopefully maybe once or twice this morning, we'll see that, yeah, they don't need to be taken personally. It's just pleasant. Okay, great. It's just unpleasant. Okay, great. It's just neutral. Great. It is what it is. So that allows us, that can bring so much freedom. We don't have to necessarily act on every single pleasant or unpleasant that arises in our sphere of experience. We don't have to. We're not compelled. We don't have to be these dolls, these rag dolls, marionettes hanging from the threads of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. We don't have to always be following the pleasant in our experience. We don't always have to be pushing away the unpleasant. It can just be there. And it's okay. It doesn't bother us after we learn to see it for what it is. This clear seeing can bring so much freedom. So for the practices, for our practice today, we'll start again with settling in the breath and the body. And when something arises, if you notice perhaps a sensation, and maybe with the breath, or a sound, sounds are the most easy to notice this, or a thought, notice when the Vedana, when the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, arises, when the mind associates, see it for what it is. See it lightly. That is just arisen, not out of your control. And it can be as it is. There doesn't have to be a reactivity to it. And can always come back to the breath and body resting until in the next stimuli comes up, which in 1 to 2 to notice. Otherwise, just resting with the breath and the body. A sense of spaciousness and calm. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. If you need to shift and move to be more comfortable, or maybe sit up more straight. And landing. Landing in the body. Landing in this moment. Ah, letting go, letting go. Letting go of any tension anywhere in your body you feel. Maybe taking the next 3 out breaths. Just to arrive more fully in this moment, in this body. And inviting your shoulders to drop. Your arms and hands to relax. Your face to soften. Forehead to soften. The jaw to soften. Maybe even opening your mouth as wide as comfortable, and making an exhale. And letting the jaw close naturally. Inviting the center of gravity of your awareness to move down from your head, where we associate being aware with our head thinking. Move it down, down through your chest, abdomen, to your sit bones. As if you were perceiving, as if you were receiving the breath and all sensations from your lower abdomen. Being aware of yourself and the world. Hearing. Receiving everything in your lower abdomen. simply resting with a relaxed body and mind, receiving the breath, settling in this moment. feeling embodied, noticing the breath within the body. Does any objects arise in the sphere of experience? Let there be awareness of their feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And then dropping this new reflection into the body, not in the head, not thinking about it. Dropping the reflection of who feels, who is it that's experiencing, perceiving the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Again, not to think about it. Drop in the reflection in the body and let it lead, guide. Perhaps a new way of seeing, a new insight into the nature of feeling tone. Dropping in the reflection one more time into your body, as if you were dropping them in to resonate in your abdomen. A pebble in a calm pond, and see what arises. Who feels? Who perceives? Who feels? Who notices? Who knows? The Vedana, feeling, tone of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Who knows? Who feels? Who feels? And for the last moments of this sit together, letting there be appreciation in your heart for yourself, for having showed up, for having practiced, and letting go of the outcome, non-attachment to outcome. You try, you did your best. Whatever the conditions of your mind were in this moment, you don't have so much control over it. So letting that go. Letting go of the judgments. And just letting there be appreciation that you showed up, you did your best. And may your actions in aligning your actions with your intentions, this offering, our best offering, the best we can offer ourselves and the world, be a cause and condition. May it support our own waking up and the waking up of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy and free, including ourselves.